The White House Report.
All right, I'm with Michael Blake. Michael, what was your title during the Obama years?
I was a director of African-American and Minority Business Outreach at the White House.
So this president likes to talk about all the opportunities that he's given to Black America, talking about the Trump administration. From what your knowledge is and what you see now, what are your thoughts?
Well, it's blatantly ridiculous and false what he's talking about, what Sarah Huckabee Sanders tried to convey. You know, my job was to focus on making sure Black and brown folks had jobs, and more jobs were created in the time span of President Obama than under Trump, what we're seeing in relevant times. So look, this is a president that lies and tries to move the needle in any possible way to make himself look good. And the reality is, you know, maybe if he actually focused on hiring folks, maybe he actually focused on not trying to throw towels to Puerto Ricans, maybe if he actually helped the people in the U.S. Virgin Islands, maybe if he actually helped our communities, we can move forward. But we know all he's trying to do is protect himself, not anybody else.
So do you know the numbers? Can you tell me the numbers from Obama to now?
You're looking at relatively, we're talking about it was about 2 million jobs that were created in the African-American community under President Obama. When you look at, you know, Trump relatively, you know, at 1.2, 1.3, so like, the policies under us is what got us here. Now, we can't ignore that. We have not heard one substantive policy that Donald Trump has implemented, but the policies that we implemented came under President Obama. So look, you look at the Minority Business Development Agency with David Henson, Alejandro Castillo. You look at what we did with new market tax credits under Don Graves. The progress that's happening for Black and brown folk is happening because the policies of Barack Obama have nothing to do with Donald Trump.
So this president, and the last thing, this president keeps touting the fact that African-American unemployment has dropped. It's dropping as he hasn't done anything. If he were to lean in and do something for the Black and brown numbers, the numbers would drop even more. What are your thoughts about him touting the numbers that are dropping and not doing anything?
Well, he's a liar. I mean, this is a man that has a consistent track record of disrespecting the Black community. It's the same man that did a full page ad against Central Park Five. The same man who had a lawsuit against him when it comes to housing. This is a man that will do anything possible to disrespect the Black community. So I'm not surprised about him lying again. I'm not surprised about the administration lying about any of these things. And when you think about what you can be doing, you know, why don't you invest on the front end when it comes to education and skills? Why don't you actually have a minority business development agency that you're putting support and resources behind? Why don't you actually have real tax credits? He's not doing any of those things because he doesn't care to. He don't give a damn about Black folk. Let's just call it what it is.
And Michael, you're currently the state assemblyman for the Bronx in New York.
State assembly member, 79th district, and vice chair of the Democratic National Committee.
And lastly, the blue wave. Are we going to see a blue wave in your opinion? What are you feeling on the ground? What are you hearing? What?
It's going to be beyond blue wave. I mean, this is going to be a tidal wave. It's because folks
tsunami
are ready.
Maybe?
You know, and minimal. Look, you look at the numbers, April. You know, we need 23 net pickups. We got 25 seats that Republicans hold that Hillary Clinton beat Trump in. You see the 44 state legislative flips that have been happening. You're looking at, you know, Black success that's been happening all across the country. You know, we see more than 100 seats that we feel very confident about. Everyone was talking about Danny O'Connor's race last week. There are 60 seats in the country that have better Democratic numbers than that seat, 17 in the Midwest alone. But it's not just about Congress. It's about making sure we have governor pickups and state legislative pickups and city council pickups and all these roles. I think when November comes, we're going to see a major tide shift in this country of Democrats winning up and down the ballot.
Thank you, Michael Blake, state assemblyman for New York, the state of New York. This is April Ryan, Martha's Vineyard, AURN News. April Ryan, AURN.com.